And joining us now via the WBD hotline, Tyler James of the South Bend Tribune. Tyler, thanks for coming on, talking some Notre Dame football, and just talk about the Irish this season and kind of what was the point, maybe what was the game that kind of ran across your mind that this team has a chance to run the table?
Yeah, it's been a fascinating season, certainly not one that I would have anticipated, and definitely not playing out the way it has. But I think at that Stanford game when Dexter Williams came back into the lineup and they really just took it to Stanford and were able to beat them, I think that was probably the first moment where we knew, okay, this team is for real. Now can they get past the big hurdles that are left? And certainly that next week at Virginia Tech seemed to be one of those biggest hurdles left, and they were able to go out there and beat Virginia Tech after a closed first half and kind of put that game away. And I think at that point it was like, okay, this could be a big season for Notre Dame. Certainly there's been a lot of close calls since then, but they've been able to navigate through the schedule undefeated and earn a spot in the college football playoff.
And, of course, you get Clemson coming up on the 29th for the Cotton Bowl in the college football playoff semifinals. But kind of what has been the morale, the attitude around Notre Dame and preparing for this college football playoff, for the Irish?
Yeah, Notre Dame's players and Brian Kelly made it pretty clear on Sunday after the announcement was made that they're not satisfied with just getting in the college football playoff. They're in the playoff to win it. They're going about planning for it as if they are going to play two games and being prepared for that possibility. And so I think they have confidence in themselves that they can go in and play against a very talented Clemson team and prove that they belong in this college football playoff. I think a lot of outsiders may be skeptical about Notre Dame based off of previous big moments that they've kind of fallen short in. Probably most recently the Miami game last year, and then going all the way back to the championship game following the 2012 season and getting just manhandled by Alabama. But I think this Notre Dame team is different than those. I think it's not necessarily fair to compare this team to that team and who they have to play against. So I think they have a lot of confidence in their ability to compete at a high level, and they've proven throughout the year that they're able to take on these different challenges. But it's going to be a game where they can't have a slow start and missteps and be able to bounce back in the second half because Clemson is too good of a team to give them extra opportunities.
And, of course, Notre Dame not in a conference, so they did not play, obviously, in any conference championship game, playing one less team, than Clemson in Alabama. Has that extra week, does it help? Does it hurt? I mean, what was that extra week like, and how did the team handle that?
I think it probably helps. They're able to kind of sit back and relax. And the guys that we talked to said they weren't necessarily nervous or anything about there being a possibility of them getting left out of the college football playoff, which I think they were correct on. I don't think there was going to be any scenario that would leave them out of the playoffs after they finished 12-0. So I think that it helped them kind of rest up and kind of maybe enjoy what they had done before having to switch over to get ready to prepare for this college ball playoff. So I think it's probably beneficial for Notre Dame to have an extra week off, I think. And come December 29th, people will be wondering, well, is Notre Dame rusty? They haven't played in so long. But I think it comes down to the players themselves to stay sharp and be prepared for that moment.
Talk about Ian Book's play this season, replacing Brandon Wimbush three games into the season. And he's mustered 2,468 yards, 19 touchdowns, 6 interceptions. So, what is good coming out of Ian Book? Obviously, he's going to be around one more season here in Notre Dame.
Yeah, it's been pretty surprising how good Ian Book has been. I did not anticipate that. And he's been a big reason why this offense has really taken the next step. He's shown that he can kind of carry the load when needed if Notre Dame's running game isn't at its best. He can throw the ball all over the field. He is a pretty accurate thrower. He struggles a little bit in throwing deep balls, not necessarily in terms of arm strength, but in terms of accuracy and being on target at the longer distances. But he's used his weapons well and seems to have a very good understanding of the offense and knowing what's available to him. He has good athleticism in terms of getting away from a pass rush and making some plays with his legs. He's certainly not as athletic as Brandon Wimbush is, but he has very useful athleticism and knows his kind of limits and is able to pick up first downs with his feet. So I think it's been an incredible story for him, and being a guy that wasn't very highly recruited, was originally committed to Washington State and then committed to Notre Dame, and to basically overtake Brandon Wimbush as a guy that had already been an established starter and winner at Notre Dame. And he seems to have earned the respect of his teammates with the way he's played and kind of handled his situation. And coming back from the rib injury, I think he will probably benefit from the time off. Like, he hasn't been willing to admit that his injury has affected him in any way since he's taken the field again after missing the Florida State game. But I imagine that had to have had some impact on him. He's just playing with probably some amount of pain. And maybe trying to protect himself just a little bit. But I think that having that time off, I think he should be probably pretty healed up by the time the college football playoff game comes around.
When you look at Clemson, you know, they beat Notre Dame in terms of team statistics, points per game, and all those fun categories. But how do you think Notre Dame goes about attacking Clemson and pointing out their weaknesses, what few weaknesses they have?
Yeah, there aren't really many weaknesses. It's going to be interesting to see how Notre Dame tries to attack Clemson's defense. Clemson's defensive line is maybe the best in the country and has a lot of talent on it. So it's going to be a very big challenge for Notre Dame's offensive line to step up to that. Notre Dame's offensive line has been inconsistent throughout the season, has had some really good games and some games that they haven't been able to establish any sort of running game. And so I don't know if Notre Dame is going to try and pound the ball early. I would imagine they're probably not. They're going to be able to try and throw the ball around a little bit and maybe open up some things for the running game. But it's not going to be easy sledding for Notre Dame's offense, and they'll have to figure out how to do that. I think Notre Dame's defense will be challenged as well, but I have a little bit more confidence in Notre Dame's defense and its ability to maybe keep Clemson from gashing them for big plays. I think Travis Etienne is where he has to start, their Clemson running back, making sure he's not ripping off big runs, and then trying to keep the passing game in check as well. Notre Dame has been very good against the pass, and Clemson hasn't played against a defense that is as good against the pass as Notre Dame has been, so that'll be an interesting matchup going against the freshman quarterback, Trevor Lawrence. Certainly a very talented kid, but he still is a freshman, so you would hope that Notre Dame could find ways to maybe confuse him or beat him in ways that he isn't necessarily prepared for.
Tyler James of the South Bend Tribune. You got a prediction for the game yet, being 22 days out? Have you thought about in terms of predictions and what that might look like?
I haven't necessarily narrowed that down yet. I kind of want to see how things progress in terms of some things for Notre Dame, but I'm leaning towards a Clemson victory at this point, but we'll see how things go. It's going to be hard for Notre Dame to beat this Clemson team, although I think this Clemson team is probably a better matchup for Notre Dame than, say, an Alabama would be. So it's going to be a tough challenge for Notre Dame, but they've kind of proven a lot of people wrong throughout the season, so it would be a little bit foolish to doubt them.
All right, Tyler, thanks for joining us. Tyler James of the South Bend Tribune. Hey, thanks for joining us. Have a good day.
All right, you too. Thanks a lot, Grant.
Tyler James of the South Bend Tribune joining us. Podcast up, audioboom.com later today. We'll get that up.